Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles holding an abbreviated training session today as they prepare for tomorrow's second and final open practice of 2015 training camp. Chip Kelly kicked things off today by updating the Eagles' injury situation, including the return to practice for DeMarco Murray.
He's going full today. He was just sick. There's a couple guys that were sick that have been in and out. Jordan Matthews was sick. He missed walkthrough yesterday. There's something going around, but we're just getting him back up to speed, but he's full go today. Kiko's got to go through the injury protocol, the concussion protocol, not the injury protocol, concussion protocol, so he hasn't been cleared yet. So until he's cleared, he'll just be doing exercises with the trainers. I don't even ask on that. They just tell me when he's cleared. So.
Coach Kelly highlighted a number of standout performances to this point in camp, including that of undrafted guard Malcolm Bunch, who's making the most out of his opportunity and learning from the veterans around him here in the Eagles locker room.
Yeah, real good young prospect in the O-line. He's big, he's physical. It's trying to really solidify, and I think with those younger guys, and I think what Stout's doing, moving him around a little bit, he's playing both tackle and guard, which adds to his versatility. But, he can move people. He's a big, physical, strong run-blocking guy. But he does have a good base and knowledge in the pass game, so, you know, he's a guy to keep an eye on.
As for Bunch, he referred to himself today as a sponge, picking up the tricks of the trade from the veterans around him here with the Eagles.
Basically, just knowing your personnel, knowing the guy you're going against before going into each game, you know, just recognizing who the player is, you know, what kind of talent he has, what his best moves are in pass pro versus first down or third down, and just honing in on video and game film and practices. You know, they're always talking about, you know, they're always giving me advice, which I really appreciate, especially JP and Lane. And Elaine is telling me, you know, just little things, you know, just work on your little things, carrying your hands low and pass pro, you know, taking those steps in the run game. And, you know, like I said, I'm just a sponge. I'm just, you know, soaking it all in. Whatever they have to give me, I'm just listening.
Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, linebacker Michael Kendrick spoke about Kiko Alonso and how he's not concerned about Kiko having to miss some time early in camp.
Benny, he's in the meeting rooms. He's, you know, paying attention and, he's a good player, so he'll come back just fine. But it is important for us to stay together as a group, so when things happen like this during the season, we can bounce back.
Sticking with the Eagles linebackers group, it was veteran D'Amico Ryan speaking after practice about how strong the Eagles defensive line has been to this point.
That's huge for us because they set our defense. You know, they are the guys that really set the tempo for our defense. So with those guys, you know, Sid, Benny, and Fletch, those guys are really the core group for our team. You know, we go as they go. And our first mentality is stopping the run, and they do a fantastic job of that. So it's great having those guys, you know, that same group come back this year. And that's how we're able to mix and match guys in the back end because we know our front guys are really doing a great job.
Finally, one depth chart note from today. It was guard Julian Vandervelde who took first-team reps with the Eagles offensive line. Tomorrow, the Eagles will be back across the street at Lincoln Financial Field for Military Appreciation Day for their second and final open practice of 2015. Gates open at 10 a.m. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.